Good to go. Guys, we have with us our assistant coach, Mr. Sanjay Banga. Who would want to go first?
Sanjay, how much do you think you got out of that day's play? Most of the top order seemed to get a hit, a useful time in the middle.
Yeah, pretty useful time in the middle, and it was important that we switch to this format of the game because some of the guys have been coming from the T20 format. And the test guys coming in, except for Pujara, most of them had a first-class game in New Zealand as well. So pretty much happy that all of them got to spend some time out there in the middle and get some runs under their belt as well.
Any disappointment at the quality of the side that Cricket Australia put out for this game?
No, not at all. I mean, we understand that there are Shield games going on, and we're pretty happy with whatever they put up against us, and they put in a lot of effort right throughout the day, and that's what we were looking at.
How settled is the batting order? Like, do you have a fairly clear idea of what the top six will be next week?
I would say there's still some spots to be taken, and we will also keep a close eye on how the second innings goes, and we might give some other batsmen a hit, especially push them up the order a bit and see how they go. So there are certain spots there to be taken for the first test.
Is the sort of opening combination probably the big one there, the big question?
I mean, for us, yes, we're looking at the opening slot as well as the number six slot. So those are the positions that we are still looking. We're still not decided yet.
Sanjay, what was the most satisfaction for you out of today's outing as a batting coach? What pleased you?
Well, again, I said guys went there with the intention of getting accustomed to the bounce, who were playing their first game in Australia, no matter how different the conditions could be in Adelaide, because this is not a fast-paced pitch as you would expect in Adelaide or Perth. But we were out here to make the most of whatever we get. And from that perspective, Virat again switching formats, as I said, from T20 to a four-day format, and then Pujara, who missed a game in New Zealand, straight away coming back and settling into a nice groove. Ajinkya is spending a lot of time. You know, he hit just one boundary, but he was making sure that he got to play a number of balls there. And Hanuma Vihari, again, playing with a lot of confidence and clarity. So those were the things. Rohit coming back, again getting a knock out there, spending some time. So all in all, a pretty satisfying effort from our side.
Sanjay, what impresses you about Shaw? He's only just into his test career, but he's like he's running with it and flying the colours.
Yeah, I mean, in whichever format that he's played, he's made a mark straight away, be it various formats of first class cricket in India, be it the Ranji Trophy or the Duleep Trophy or the Irani Trophy or the India A. So wherever he has played, he's shown that he could adapt to the conditions pretty well and to the stage as well. So he plays with a lot of clarity, and impressive about him is that he gets into good positions, and that clarity of mind and the fearlessness of the youth probably helps him quite a bit.
Is Shaw the type of player who will feed off the knowledge and experience of the players who have been here before, like Virat and Pujara? Does he soak up that information, or is he very much a player who likes to work it out himself?
No, I mean, there is always information on offer and guys sharing experience, but the key thing is that generally, if you are just trying to learn, that doesn't really help the player that much. It's basically what you go out there and experience yourself and make sure that you're not going too far away from your natural game, because at times too much of advice can also not really help. So he's one who seems to be pretty sure of what he wants to do, and that's a great thing for me. कहीं ना कहीं वो नया तरीका ढूंढ रहा है आउट होने का, क्योंकि आज भी जो बॉल पे आउट हुआ वो शायद काफ़ी दूर था बॉल, मैंने मिस किया क्योंकि मैं प्रैक्टिस सेशंस में था, बट वो दूर से खेला बॉल उसने और उसकी वजह से उसको अपना विकेट गंवाना पड़ा. मगर जो मतलब हमें जो रीडिंग लग रहा है, जिस तरह से वो बॉल खेल रहे हैं, तो मुझे लग रहा है कि इज़ जस्ट वन हिट अवे, मतलब हम जानते हैं कि उनमें काबिलियत कितनी है और उस काबिलियत को अगर वो परिवर्तित करना चाहेंगे अपने परफॉर्मेंस में परफॉर्मेंसेस में तो टीम के लिए बहुत ज़रूरी होगा, क्योंकि अभी वो ऐसा नहीं है कि यंग प्लेयर है, क्योंकि वो सेकेंड ओवर पे है और अभी तक तकरीबन 30 टेस्ट मैच खेल चुके हैं, तो उनके ऊपर भी जिम्मेदारी है और हमारी अपेक्षा उनसे यही है कि वो जिम्मेदारी ले के खेलें और टीम के प्रति अपना जो रोल है उसको पूरा करें।
That's true.
Probably a similar question, but was he particularly disappointed here, given he's got such good memories of that Test century yesterday?
KL Rahul, as I was trying to tell him in the other language, that he's looking really good, today he just drew a ball uppishly, especially in the first session, in the first hour, which you would not expect an opener to do, an experienced opener. So what we are looking at it is that he's on his second tour of Australia, he's got a bit of experience, he's nearly 30 test matches old, and he's settling into a nice role. He understands his responsibilities, and if he fulfills his responsibilities, he would have done a good job for Team India.
Final one.
Sanjay, मेलबर्नची T20 सोडून तू इकडे आला होतास, म्हणजे याचा अर्थ कळतोय की बॅटिंगच्या प्रिपरेशनला तुम्ही किती महत्त्व देत आहे, तर तू जी टोळी घेऊन आलास त्याचं प्रिपरेशन कसं झालं? अजिंक्य म्हणा, पृथ्वी म्हणा, हनुमा म्हणा, पुजारा म्हणा, काय काय सांगतो?
नाही, जो वेळ मिळाला त्याचा पूर्ण उपयोग करण्यासाठीच मी इथे लवकर आलो होतो आणि आम्ही जे काय प्लॅन केलं ते आम्ही करू शकलो, कारण इथे फक्त पेस आणि बाउन्सच यूज टू व्हायची गरज नव्हती, पण इथे जे नेथन लायन्स जो लाईन टाकतो त्याच्या अगेन्स्ट पण आम्हाला प्लॅन करून आम्हाला प्रिपेअर करायचं होतं, तर सगळ्याच दृष्टीने आम्ही त्या वेळेचा चांगला उपयोग केला आणि फक्त जे टेस्ट प्लेयर्स आले त्यांनाच नाही पण शेवटचे 2-3 दिवस जे आम्ही प्रिपरेशन केलं बाकीच्या प्लेयर्सला घेऊन पण, तर मला नक्कीच त्याचा असा विश्वास आहे की येणाऱ्या टेस्ट मॅचमध्ये त्याचा चांगला उपयोग होईल।
आणि आजच्या मॅचच्या बद्दल काय सांगशील? तुझ्या सगळ्या शिष्यांनी कसं काय आज त्याचा उपयोग करून घेतला?
चांगला पुरेपूर उपयोग करून घेतला त्यांनी चौघांनी, ज्यांनी अर्धशतक केलं, पण त्या व्यतिरिक्त मी म्हणेन की रोहित शर्माने पण चांगली इनिंग खेळला आणि जे T20 फॉर्मॅटपासून 4 दिवसाच्या फॉर्मॅटवर शिफ्ट करणं एक म्हणजे अवघड गोष्ट असते, कारण ती त्या तुम्ही प्रत्येक बॉल मारायला जाता पण ते तुम्हाला ऑफस्टम्पच्या बॉल बाहेरचे बॉल सोडायचे असतात, तर त्याला तुम्ही किती लवकर यूज टू होऊ शकता, तर त्याचं चांगलंच एक उदाहरण आमच्या प्लेयर्सने दिलं जे T20 खेळत होते, तर रोहित शर्मा, विराट, त्यांनी चांगली एक शिस्त दाखवली ऑफस्टम्पच्या बाहेर आणि तेच आम्हाला बघायचं होतं।
आणि दोन त्यांच्याबद्दल काय सांगते का, नुवानला तुम्ही घेऊन आलाय, त्याचा फायदा कसा होईल?
नाही, खूपच चांगला फायदा होतो, म्हणजे रघु तर आधी आमच्याकडे आहेच आहे, पण नुवानचं वैशिष्ट्य आहे की आपल्याला इंडियामध्ये भारतामध्ये कमी लेफ्ट आर्म अँगलचे बॉलर खेळायला मिळतात, कारण त्याची जर आपली उणीव नेहमीच भासत असते तर आमचा डोळा हे त्याच्यावर होता श्रीलंकेमधनं जो येतो आणि त्या अँगलचा आम्हाला चांगला उपयोग होतो आहे, तर त्याच्यामुळे रोहित शर्माचं पण आधी पायावर बरेचसे बॉल लागायचे लेफ्ट आर्मर्सचे, तर ते मला असं वाटतं की ते आता कमी होत चाललं आहे आणि जसे जसं आम्ही यूज टू हो तसं ते लेफ्ट आर्म अँगल पण आम्हाला काउंटर करायला त्याचा नक्कीच फायदा होईल, जेवढी प्रॅक्टिस आम्ही करतो आहे तर त्याचा नक्कीच फायदा येणाऱ्या टेस्ट मॅचेसमध्ये आम्ही अपेक्षा करतो की नक्कीच होईल।
गुड, थँक्यू।